Let's go to Steve Burness from the BBB. Steve, I had to call you personally. I never thought I would have to do that, but I sent you an email because I was worried about something. I thought it was a scam, and you told me that, unfortunately, it looks like I was the victim of identity theft, and you told me something, I don't know whether it's comforting or alarming, that I guess it was just my time, huh?
It's just your time. Thank you for having me today, John. I appreciate it. It's really not a matter of if. It's a matter of when a consumer would become a victim of identity theft. You know, as I mentioned to you, John, I've been a victim of identity theft. And so if I can't prevent it and stop it, it's going to be hard for others to stop it as well. And previous Attorney General Lisa Madigan was a victim of identity theft years ago, too. So it's going around, and we had a lot of new victims this year, John, after the pandemic, rather. That they were stealing their identities and filing those workman compensation plans. And a lot of our friends and other, WGN radio, employees had their identity stolen last year as well. So it's really increasing. And it's still, John, the fastest growing white collar crime today. So I think consumers need to be educated about this and protect themselves as best they possibly could.
Yeah, we should start a club. 312-981-7200. Text or call me if you can start an identity theft club. So here's what happened. I got a letter from Pingora Loan Servicing, a company I'd never heard of, a place that I never knew I had a loan or a service loan with, that said, "Dear John Hanson, Pingora Loan Servicing understands the importance of protecting information, blah, blah, blah. On these dates, it looks like we were hacked or something." And then it says, "We've identified that, yes, yours was one of those accounts that was hacked." And Steve, I don't know if it's just a sign of the times. I got this letter and I said, "That's probably a scam," right? And don't a lot of people think that now? I mean, our guard is so up.
They do, John. They think it's, the guard is up on it and everything is a scam and every email you get. But you need to do the due diligence. And I'm glad you called me, John, personally. But we want consumers to call the Better Business Bureau. We've been doing this, for almost 100 years of helping consumers. And we want to provide education. And I think if the consumers know what to look out for ahead of time, if, for example, you need to get your annual credit report yearly, regardless if you have credit or not, or use credit cards, because that's usually, John, the first way that you're indicated that you've been a victim of identity theft is looking at your credit report and seeing if something's open in your name. And now it's about every 14 seconds there's an identity theft occurring in the U.S. today, and that's alarming numbers. But a lot don't report it, John.
Right.
It's the small ones, and they don't report it, and they get away with it. And then, unfortunately, the numbers are really not what they should be.
So don't give me too much credit, though, Steve, because I didn't think to email you first. I Googled it first, and I found a lot of people were wondering whether this was real or not. And a lot of people, through various forums or Reddit or whatever, were like, it's a scam. And the letter was a scam because they were offering me like credit monitoring for a year. They're like, "We'll pay for a year of credit monitoring. Here's where you do to sign up." And I'm like, "Well, that's the scam. They want me to go to this website, and I've never heard of this credit monitoring service. I Googled them, and there was a website, but I don't know. It seemed a little off to me." So I did nothing for a couple of days. And if you're not active and you're not your best line of defense, if you were like me the first few days and almost threw the letter away, that's how you get in trouble, right?
It is exactly how you get in trouble. And if you don't pay attention to your bank accounts and see that dollar charge on your bank account, or $10 a month, it's usually people find out years later, John. And then when they end up buying a home or buying a car or something, they realize they don't have any credit or credit's denied. And they, "Why? Well, you took out a loan 10 years ago, 5 years ago." "No, that's not me." So it takes you, sometimes it can take a year, it can take 2 years to you clean up your credit report after you've been a victim of identity theft, depending on how serious it is. But yes, John, there's a lot of websites out there, and consumers don't know where to turn to. And one that obviously you could turn to is the Better Business Bureau. We did the research. I mean, we know where to look and where to find information for consumers. And that's our main goal at the Better Business Bureau, is to educate consumers before doing business with the company, not after, because sometimes it's too late. The money's gone or your identity's stolen.
Right. Well, it really helps to have you in my email contact list, Steve.
That's true.
So you responded to me and you said the first things first, that yes, I should take them up on doing this free. They're offering it for free. That's great. Okay, it's legit to monitor what's going on. But then you said to freeze my credit reports. And I think I emailed back like, "Should I do that right now?" And then I said, "What am I doing? Yes, get on this right now." And I know there's the three major ones, and I thought this is going to be such a hassle. Well, Steve, I was pleasantly surprised, and I want people to look into this so that they know how to do this. It was actually really easy to do. I don't know if they've just gotten so good at it because so many people have to freeze their credit reports at some time. But each of the websites for the three major ones, it was really simple. They made it easy. I, you know, was given PIN numbers if I ever, you know, when I need to unlock it. So what is that what people should do? Go to those websites of the three major ones and hit that freeze button?
Exactly. Hit the freeze button, freeze your credit, and basically it scares consumers. Well, I don't want to freeze my credit, I want to buy something. You can unfreeze your credit at any time. It just basically will not prevent you from being a victim of identity theft. It'll help deter some of the ones that are against you. So it'll be harder for you to open up a credit card if you didn't unfreeze it. You couldn't go to a store and try to open a credit card. But yes, it's pretty simple. It's free of charge now. Years ago, they used to charge for it.
Ugh.
And the government stepped in and said it's free now. But I want consumers to remember that about a million children's IDs are stolen a year as well. So you have to check your children's ID. And consumers don't think about that because they don't have identity. They don't have identity. They don't have information, but unfortunately, sometimes the scammers will do that, and sometimes your family members will steal identity of other family members too. So you got to check those your credit report. It's the safest way, and there's one site. You don't have to listen to all those bells and whistles, those commercials. AnnualCreditReport.com, and that's the one that is officially registered with the government to put together help with the government putting your credit report free of charge. And again, annualcreditreport.com.
Yeah. And I went ahead and opened one of them because you're entitled to open each one of them for free once a year, right? So you can do all three at once if you want, or you can spread them out over every couple months, right? Am I wrong on that?
Well, they actually modified it recently because there's so many thefts going around, they actually can get it more often than before. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it's more than you could before.
Yeah. Steve, I feel like we're just scratching the surface, so I hate to ask you this live on the air because I feel like you're going to be obligated to say yes. Can you stick around a little bit longer after the news?
I would love to, John. Thank you.
Yeah, as he glares over, as he has to change his dinner plans.
I'm in Phoenix. Everything's good.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, we're going to put Steve on hold because we're going to get some questions as well. 312-981-7200. People holding for the question of the day. I'm sorry, we will get to you. We do have to take a break, and then we're going to have the news here on 720 WGN. But we are helping people make sure that they don't get their identity stolen, or if they do, what to do. Why am I clapping so much? We'll figure that out after the break and the news on WGN. Hey, I got my identity stolen. Woohoo! I get to join a club with 1.4 million people that happened to last year. Steve, that's the number, right? $1.4 million. Steve Burness from the BBB.
You're correct. It's 2.8 million claims, but $1.4 million. You're right.
All right. Hey, can you, Steve Burness is so graciously holding on. We do have some questions, but I do want to clear up the lines a little bit. And we have so many people calling in for question of the day that I want to get a couple more guesses in really quickly. In the 1980s, the early 1980s, 60% of workers had this. Now it's 4%. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on WGN. Hey, Chuck.
How are you?
Good. What's your guess?
Savings accounts.
Savings accounts. Great guess. Just not the answer. I'm sorry, Chuck.
That's all right. I love listening to you. It's great on the way home.
I appreciate it. Hey, that's very nice, Chuck. I appreciate that. Thanks. Let's go to Beth. Hey, Beth, you're on WGN.
Hi. My guess is a calculator.
That's a great guess. Going with the technology. Just not the answer to the question of the day. I'm so sorry, Beth.
Oh, well, thank you anyway.
Yeah, great. Thanks. Good guess. Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie, you're on WGN.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. What's your guess, my friend?
I'm guessing manufacturing jobs.
Ooh, yeah. Boy, have we lost a lot of manufacturing jobs over the last 40 years. I wonder what the stats are. It's not the answer to the question of the day, Charlie. I'm sorry. But I bet it wasn't in the 60s. Maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe it was. But certainly that 4% sounds about right. Great guess, though, Charlie.
Okay.
That's a good one. All right, Steve Burness, let's continue our conversation. And actually, Radian, if you don't mind locking Steve in, this time I don't hang up on him when I take another phone call. Steve, thanks for rolling with
that
punch.
That's right, John.
You stuck around for an extra
change for the payphone.
Stuck around for 10 minutes and I hung up on you. Okay, we actually have a call from someone who is going through something that I bet you guys are going to have an answer for. Let's get David on the line. Hey, David, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine today.
Good. What's your conundrum?
A few days back, I received a letter from the IRS stating that somebody filed for a return on my account, and I don't even do taxes.
Oh, wow. So you don't even file taxes.
No, I don't file taxes. And I try to call them, and you know what that is.
It's calling the IRS. Yeah, that's
unbelievable. Yeah.
So you're wondering if it's a scam or if it's a real thing.
I think it might be a scam because about a year ago or so, I have a reverse mortgage, and this company, I was talking to them, Champion Mortgage. I was talking to them on the phone, and he said, give me your Social Security number. And I didn't want to do it.
Oh, no, yeah.
You know that you're not supposed to do that. But he had me over a barrel, so I did eventually give it to him. I even asked him, is there some other proof that I could give you instead, you know?
So you think it might have been a scam through that?
Well, I think it might have been one of that company is very, very crooked.
Right. Well, David, thank you. You hang on there. Steve, that's a tough one, right? Because people do file taxes in other people's names, right, Steve?
Yeah, it's a big problem, according to IRS. It happens all the time, and that's why they suggest, and we suggest, you file early to prevent this from happening to you. But as David said, the only way to figure this out is you got to contact the IRS, because they do send letters in the mail. They don't call you and tell you, ask you for information, but they do send letters, and they ask you to contact them. So if it doesn't work through the mail, I suggest he write to the IRS directly and get information from them. But he could be a victim of identity theft. Regardless if he files tax or not, somebody else may have filed on his behalf, and therefore he's a victim of identity theft, and it may take a couple of years to unclear this matter. So it's up to him what he wants to do, but you got to determine if that's legitimate. And like you said, John, earlier, it's like sometimes you don't believe
right
emails and the letters you're getting now because the scams are proliferating everywhere.
Yeah, David, my heart is with you because I feel the same way. I think it's a scam in the initial set. Now, I know you haven't gotten an answer from the IRS because you tried calling. Stephen Leahy says that only 1 out of 9 calls gets answered, and I think it sounds like 1 out of 90 is what it feels like. So, David.
Yeah, I tried the different numbers. I went to the library because I don't have the internet on my computer, but I do have my phone with the internet on it. I tried that, and I didn't see anything about writing to them.
Yeah.
I would do that if I could do that.
Steve, yeah, so you could write a letter to the IRS and keep calling, David.
Go to irs.gov, and you can find information on there and what the numbers are to reach out to the IRS directly. But key in the numbers yourself. Don't go follow links. That's the key.
Yeah, go to the library. Go to irs.gov, David, when you have some time. Get an address. And just keep on calling. I just don't want you to think it's a scam, and then you're a victim of identity theft. It may well be, but look into it a little bit more, David, even if it's a hassle, okay?
Yeah, I think it must be identity theft.
Yeah, maybe.
Like I said, it's just too much of a coincidence that guy asked me for that.
Yeah, and then you,
number.
Yeah, you never know. All right, David, I got to get to another question. Okay, thanks so much, David. All right, sorry, I didn't mean to hang up there on David, but I've been doing that today. Steve, we got one more question.
Hung up on me.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Hung up on the guest, so, you know, that happens. We got a great question from someone about freezing accounts, and they said they asked for you to give your Social Security number, and I sat there on the computer, too, a little bit like, ugh, but I imagine that's what they need to do to ascertain whether it's really you. And then there were some follow-up questions, too, to make sure it was me. So that's safe, right, with those three accredited credit companies?
Exactly. If you go to the site, it's yourself direct, so annualcreditreport.com. Don't go by clicking on any other links, getting you there, or listening to those TV commercials, and playing those songs. You know, we can help you. Go to annualcreditreport.com. They do ask your Social Security number, but they do ask corresponding questions, too, to make sure it's you. So they'll ask you a previous street or previous information about yourself. But it's simple, it's safe if you go to that site directly.
Yeah, and the Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, if you find the phone numbers for those, I'll post this little link, a helpful little guide. I'll post it on my Facebook page. Steve, where can people reach out to you guys if they have questions and they want to know and they're just so confused?
Well, the best way to reach us is obviously BBB.org. We want consumers to come to us first. You know, we always want consumers to look for the BBB seal. It's a sign of a better business, and you can find a better business at any time at BBB.org.
Steve, thanks for holding on. Thanks for dealing with me, hanging up on you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
My pleasure, John. Thank you.
Oh, and thanks for personally telling me I was a victim of identity theft. Have a good one, Steve.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's get a look at weather and traffic. Hey, Mary.